When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle.
The NFL schedule for 2025 has been fully unveiled and released. It happened on a Wednesday night. We talk about it live right here on a Thursday on FFC, all a part of the Sports Grid Radio Network and Sirius XM Channel 159. He is the mastermind of the pigskin. That is Joe Lisi. I am Ben Stevens. The 2025 NFL schedule out in full, all 18 weeks. All 17 games for all 32 NFL teams for the entirety of the 2025 campaign. The marquee matchups, the dates and times. We know everything as of this Thursday afternoon on Football Full Circle. We'll look at the biggest games. We'll look at the early lines that are now out, what it tells us about these teams. Because, Joe, as we discussed yesterday, it's not just a win total or a playoff price or a divisional conference or Super Bowl number out there. It's also how the odds makers are using the schedule. Where you play, when you play, do you have a rest advantage? Do you have a home field advantage to set those lines that will impact everything week to week for the entirety of the NFL season?
Yeah, and we talked about some games yesterday, but now we have the week one matchups, and you could really get an understanding about potentially where some value is. And, you know, even though we're 2 or 3 months out from the start of week number one, Ben, there's some intriguing lines that I would jump on now because they could move within a couple of months. So, I mean, I'd love to see this. We talked about, obviously, rematches and former quarterbacks going up against potentially their former teams, Justin Fields and Pittsburgh, in that week one matchup. I mean, this is what it's all about. You start to sniff now week number one on the horizon, and this is it, baby. You know, if you want to get value, you get a better understanding. Like the Bills, first three games are at home. That matters for a team challenging for an AFC championship. This is what you want to see coming out in early May.
And now you get a full sense as well, Joe, of the strength of schedule. When is that game against a tough opponent? Is it week three? Is it at home? Is it on the road? Is it in prime time? What are they coming off of? Have they been at home for 2 weeks? All of those things that will impact the strength of schedule based on those projected win totals. We'll talk about that courtesy of our guy, Warren Sharp, as well, because he uses those projected odds and he uses the things like rest advantage, home field advantage, the travel mileage that you need to endure throughout a season to have that strength of schedule all encapsulated. You said on the horizon. Well, you know what even is closer on that horizon? Today officially marks 100 days away from the start of the 2025 college football season. Saturday, August 23rd, week zero. A small week zero slate, but a couple of bangers from the very start, including Farmageddon, Iowa State, Kansas State, across the pond, and in Dublin. A lot to break down over this next hour up until 1 p.m. Eastern. Leezy guy, if you are new to the whole NFL schedule release thing, and you waited until 8 p.m. Eastern time yesterday to turn on your TV and see the schedule in full, you're kind of behind the eight ball. Of course, throughout the week, the league and its official TV partners reveal those marquee matchups. They give you a look at some of those big games on the holidays and primetime, all of those good things already out. And basically, by the time we get to 8 p.m., we're so clued in with our favorite team's favorite insider. We know the schedule in full by the time we get to the made-for-television event, but it's fun to see everything all at once. It's fun to see each team's social media team put out whatever video they can in schedule release format as well. But now we know everything in its entirety, all 18 weeks, all 17 games for all 32 NFL clubs around the National Football League. And Joe, although we had known some of the marquee matchups, we get the entirety of the week one slate. And with the entirety of the week one slate, 112 days from now, starting on that Thursday, September 4th in Philadelphia, Eagles, Cowboys, we have every line out for week number one. So it's fun to look at what it is telling us from the odds perspective about these teams. But also, as Joe said, it might kind of sound crazy to bet a game that is happening in early September, but you might already have a beat on what those odds are telling us.
Yeah, and that week one matchup in New Orleans, I'm all over the Cardinals laying 4.5 against the Saints. I'll lay it now up to 6.5 because twofold. It's a first-year head coach. Yeah. We don't know about the quarterback situation. Tyler Shuck, Rattler, Hayner, you name it. And on the flip side, you have a team in Arizona that is fighting not just for a wild card, but potentially the dark horse in the NFC West or a plus 440 price. Ben, I love that game week number one. Now, I've hit two of the last three in terms of the long offseason. Was wrong last year with Carolina, but the previous two seasons I took dogs. This is my first favorite, but I really like this game, and that's something for me that I could throw in the potential parlays with the college football on week zero.
Yeah, absolutely so, Joe. And again, it's a great glimpse at what we are expecting out of both of these teams. The Cardinals open as a 4.5-point road favorite in the Big Easy against a Saints team that in the last 2 weeks has really seen the future of its franchise thrown upside down. Derek Carr announces his retirement last weekend. They drafted Tyler Shuck early in the second round of the 2025 NFL draft. He is now presumably the starting quarterback week number one. His NFL debut against an Arizona team, Joe, trending in a positive direction, entering its third year under Jonathan Gannon. 4-13 with the injuries to Kyler Murray in 2023, 8-9 a season ago. They were a great cover team in year one out in the desert under Jonathan Gannon. They took a game that they took a lot of games that they covered in and were close and competitive and turned them into wins. Win total for the Cards this year, 8.5, even juice on both sides. -110 to the over and the under. Love that look right there. Your best friend, my co-host on the early line, Donnie Wrightside, was referencing that Friday night opener in Sao Paulo between the Chargers and the Chiefs made official. Streamed exclusively, by the way, on YouTube, that Friday night game, Friday, September 5th. The Chiefs show just a 2.5-point favorite. We'll talk about that spread in just a moment, but his favorite bet already for week number one, given what we saw last year in Sao Paulo, 32-29 Philadelphia coming away with a win against the Green Bay Packers in a playing surface that was probably not up to the NFL standards week to week, slipping, sliding, defense having trouble making sure they could cut and chase down tacklers. High scoring game. Joe, the total 44.5 for KC and LA. Donnie preliminarily likes the total because he thinks we see some points again.
Yeah, it might not be bad. I mean, you talk about that matchup. We saw that. That was the game that Saquon Barkley had three touchdowns in the week one matchup. Also caught a football for a touchdown to start the scoring. And Jordan Love, that was the game that he tweaked his ankle. But to Donnie's point, they were all slipping and sliding. There wasn't that much of a quarterback rush, so the quarterbacks could just dissect the secondaries and, you know, obviously put up points. And that's what you have with Justin Herbert and Pat Mahomes. So if the passing attack is on, you're most likely going to blow through the 44.5. It is a divisional matchup. Both teams will want to get that win, even though it's week one. You want to get a leg up in terms of the AFC West. So we'll see. I mean, that's not a bad look as well. The other game for me from a total perspective, Ben, and we talked about it yesterday, that 46.5 with Carolina and Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville. You have two offensive-minded coaches with two better quarterbacks, hopefully this year than they were last year. Could be points of plenty in that matchup.
It's a great point, right, Joe? Because if these offenses, under the bright young offensive minds, Dave Canales in Carolina, Liam Cohen about to embark on his rookie season in Jacksonville, if these coaches are as good as we expect, and if these still relatively young quarterbacks can continue to take those strides in their careers, is 46.5 a light total? Will those numbers for Jags and Panthers games be 48.5, 49.5 later in the year? You get those early looks and maybe some early profits. Some more key matchups in the NFL next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
The NFL schedule for 2025 is out in full in its entirety, unveiled last night for all 32 NFL teams for all 18 weeks and 17 games of the 2025 regular season. Joe, let's start right away with some marquee matchups in the opening weekend of the year, week number one. Of course, we knew the season debut earlier in the week at the home of the reigning champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, a divisional duel against the Dallas Cowboys. We had an idea of what that Friday night game in Brazil, in Sao Paulo, would be. It's the Chiefs and the Chargers. KC, only a 2.5-point favorite against the Bolts, by the way. Maybe that gap atop the AFC West, not nearly as wide as it once was. We talked about the Steelers and Jets based on the schedule leak yesterday. Some really good games, Joe, in the afternoon hours and into the primetime windows, week number one. Packers, Lions at Lambeau in that afternoon slate, week one, should be incredible. Bills, Ravens, Sunday night football, the two AFC frontrunners, both with a price shorter than that of Kansas City, squaring off in Western New York on Sunday Night Football, the opening week of the year, and Ben Johnson's Bears debut as the head man inside Soldier Field. They will host the Minnesota Vikings. And, Joe, a lot of these marquee matchups that we'll talk about, week four, week seven, week nine, really good games on the docket, they don't have an early spread out just yet, at least on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Week to week, you get an idea of what that game might look like in other spots. But the entirety of week one does. Some marquee matchups elsewhere in the calendar. And of course, a lot of our holiday games still have that early spread component. But the entirety of week one, the numbers are out. So for instance, that game inside Lambeau, between the Packers and the Lions. Despite Green Bay being at home, it's Detroit as the slight road favorite, a point and a half and minus 122 on the money line. The Bills, an ever so slight favorite at home on Sunday Night Football against Ravens. And the Vikings, Joe, an ever so slight favorite on the road in Chicago against the Bears. Again, a look at these lines can tell you a lot about what these teams are thought of doing this upcoming year.
Yeah, and, you know, we talk about teams with fast starts and slow starts, right? You know, Minnesota and Chicago, that's a pretty interesting line with Ben Johnson making that debut with Caleb Williams. He's expected, and this team is expected to be above 500 this year, so there is no margin of error, right? And you can really gauge where you are from a division perspective when you go up against J.J. McCarthy and make it his first career start, right? So if you lose that game, then there's going to be more pressure on Chicago. But, you know, what's another interesting line is Cincinnati, right? You know, they're laying 5.5 to a gutless, at least offseason-wise, Cleveland Brown team. We don't know who the starting quarterback's going to be. Is it going to be Flacco? Is it going to be Pickett? Is it somehow, some way going to be Shedeur Sanders? And what are you going to get out of Cincinnati now that the money's been paid? Forget Trey Hendrickson. Can Joe Burrow and this team actually start fast? Last year, they got kicked in the chops against Cleveland early on.
Yeah, and they got kicked in the chops week number one as a touchdown favorite at home against the New England Patriots, who entered last year with the worst win total in the National Football League. Of course, the Bengals can ill afford another slow start. They have started at least 0-2 each of the last three NFL seasons. Last year, 0-3, finishing 9-8. A kudos to turning it around, but not soon enough as they missed out on the AFC postseason. Joe, when you look at a couple of the large spreads for week number one, the Bengals, a 5.5-point favorite on the road in the battle for Ohio in front of the dog pound. The largest spread right now, the Commanders laying a full touchdown against the New York Giants in Landover. You're shaking your head. How come?
No, because, you know, that was the one crazy line I think that came out of everything is that, you know, I love Jaden Daniels and I love Dan Quinn and what this team have. Yeah. But this is a divisional matchup. They went toe-to-toe in Washington last year. That was early in the year. That was the game that the Giants didn't have a place kicker. He got hurt, and they had to obviously, you know, settle for two-point conversions. And that game still with Daniel Jones went right down to the wire. Now you have Russell Wilson. You have all offseason to prepare. Brian Daboll and that team are on the hot seat as it is. You have Malik Nabers, Wandale Robinson, Tyrone Tracy, Cam Scadaboo now, and now obviously Abdul Carter. And that team is catching 7 right out of the gate in week one. I mean, I'm inclined to take the points. I mean, if we're looking at Dallas and the Giants in respective divisional games going up against the Commanders and Eagles respectively, I think the Giants are clear-cut the better dog in both of those matchups.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, Joe? Nobody in the NFC East has a very easy schedule this year. Looking at Warren Sharp's strength of schedule, again, using projected win totals and a lot of the week-to-week odds that are dealt with rest advantages, home field advantage, travel, all of those good things into consideration, the Giants have the hardest schedule out of anybody in the National Football League. But part of that is because they have to take on the Commanders and the Eagles twice, and the Giants themselves have the lowest win total in the NFL alongside Cleveland. Both teams 5.5. The under has the hefty juice. Who has the second most difficult schedule? It would be Cleveland. Same thing. Browns in the difficult AFC North. Ravens, Bengals, even the Steelers, who we know at very least are competitive. That's part of the issue. But Joe, I would agree, right? The Giants of a 3-14 season have had a fairly optimistic offseason. Russell Wilson, at bare minimum, should provide just a tad of stability. We'll see when Jackson Dart takes over, if/when, what that means for the Giants, what that means for Joe Shane and Brian Daboll's future, that remains to be determined. But just because they have a 5.5 win total and the under has the juice at minus 140, Joe, I don't necessarily expect, and I know you feel the same way, the G-men to be an absolute doormat in the cellar of the NFC East like they were a season ago.
Yeah, I mean, again, you have a starter that's been competent, that can at least move the football, and you should have an above-average defense. That should cover a seven-point number in a divisional matchup.
Yep, we'll see. Opening week of the year. We'll talk a little bit more about some of those opening week spreads and what we can take from them, and then some more key matchups on the NFL schedule now out in full for 2025. We'll keep doing that here on FFC next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
You know what really stands out about a couple of the week one odds that we have early here for 2025 after the schedule was fully unveiled on Wednesday night? The New England Patriots. You might be thinking, Ben, what are you talking about the Pats for? This is a team that has had back-to-back four-win seasons. Well, it feels like an entirely different offseason in Foxborough than in the previous few years. Of course, Bill Belichick, he retired slash parted ways with the New England Patriots after 24 years at the end of 2023. Gerard Mayo, in his lone year as head coach, a 4-13 season, maybe a scapegoat to bring in a former Patriots linebacker, but a successful head coach after a six-year stint in Nashville with the Titans in Mike Vrabel. Joe, if you look at the spread for the Patriots week one opener at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, they're laying 2.5 points at home against Las Vegas. All right, the Raiders probably not expected to do a lot so this season, so what am I getting at? The Patriots last year, in all 17 games, were booked as the underdog. This will be the first time the Patriots have been booked as a favorite in at least a full football season. 17 games last year booked as the dog, and from the very start in week number one, New England is favored by 2.5 points at home.
Yeah, and I like the dog. And forget the talent. This comes with Pete Carroll being a better coach, I believe, than Mike Vrabel. And it's not a knock on Vrabel. I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's an elite coach. I think Pete Carroll is still an elite coach. And you go to the body of work and obviously the Super Bowls, but look at what he was able to do with that team after Russell Wilson left. People were bashing Seattle, and he put back-to-back 9-8 seasons together and made the playoffs the year after Russell Wilson went to Denver. So you give him a full offseason with Geno Smith, his former quarterback. I think he could coach the team up to win the ball game outright, Ben.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Joe, because when you look at those 14 years in Seattle for Pete Carroll, the win total for Las Vegas in his debut year out in Sin City is 7.5. The under has the hefty juice at -140. 11 times in 14 years in Seattle, Pete Carroll won at least 9 games. And the bare minimum of what he won would be slightly under Vegas's win total for this year at 7.5. His worst record, just 3 times, his first 2 years in the Northwest, and in 2021, 7 wins. that was it. So Pete Carroll providing that stable floor, which you have to think is a part of the reason, a large part of the reason he is now guiding that organization, certainly going to be at stake. 7.5 the win total as well, Joe, for the Patriots in year number one under Mike Vrabel. But the over has the heavy juice at minus 145. If New England were to go over that number, finishing with at least 8 wins, they would equal the win totals of the previous 2 years, both, of course, a 4-13 record. Joe, there is a lot of hype for the Patriots this offseason. Mike Vrabel had success as a head coach. Drake May showed some glimpses and some spurts. In fact, ended up being a Pro Bowl quarterback in the AFC during his rookie season. They have reloaded that defense. They have built up a roster that felt very depleted at this stage last offseason. Where do you fall on the Patriots entering 2025?
I'm under their 7.5 win total. I still think they're a 5 or 6 win football team at best. I still don't love their weapons from an offensive perspective. And again, what's the offensive identity? I mean, they didn't have a wide open offense when Mike Vrabel was the head coach at Tennessee. It was more of a ground and pound, well-balanced offense with Derrick Henry, right? So we know Drake May at times could put up numbers. I'm still not high on Drake May. I still think Caleb and Jaden have a much higher ceiling. We'll see how that plays out over the next 3 or 4 seasons. But at the end of the day, you know, they're still going to need to score points consistently to win games, not just in the AFC East, but the AFC as a whole. And I think that's where they'll struggle. Can they win this week one matchup? Absolutely. I just think when you give us a coach of Pete Carroll and that team 6 months of preparation, you have a good a shot as anybody to knock off a 1.5 point, you know, favorite in terms of their building. So that's why I like the Raiders in that ballgame.
Of course, some familiarity in Las Vegas. Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, head coach, quarterback, who's the OC? A very notable name in football. Chip Kelly takes the reins of this Raiders offense, where he will have Ashton Jeanty at his disposal. The Heisman runner-up is the favorite to win Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2025 in the National Football League. Speaking of notable, some very, very big marquee matchups around the NFL. We'll talk about and tell you the early lines of next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
The holiday slates that we have in 2025's NFL season, ridiculously good. A triple header on Thanksgiving, that's been the norm for about the previous decade. A triple header once again on Christmas Day. It is a new staple of the National Football League, and it is here to stay. Joe, let's start with that triple header on Turkey Day. We had learned the Chiefs would be the opponent for the Cowboys in a marquee matchup in our second of 3 games on Thanksgiving. A really great game at Big D, where the Cowboys have felt like in recent years their opponent wasn't really all that sensational, but the other 2 games just as good. Packers, Lions to start off Thanksgiving, a crucial, crucial matchup in late November, and another divisional duel to end out the night in the Turkey Day nightcap in the Charm City. It's the Ravens hosting the Bengals. A triple header on Thanksgiving, Joe, as good as you will see.
Yeah, and you talked just about the matchup, right? Pat Mahomes in Dallas, and then obviously Green Bay in Detroit. That game last year in Detroit wasn't on Thanksgiving Day, but it was a 3-point game in primetime, 34-31, right? So that's what you hope to get in terms of the first early matchup on Thanksgiving. That's great. I mean, that's a great matchup. And then what can you say about the Baltimore-Cincinnati game, Ben? Both of those games in the regular season went right down to the wire. I mean, the game in Cincinnati, Lamar Jackson throws for 300-plus. They put it up. The missed field goal goes in overtime. And then what about the game in Baltimore? Joe Burrow was hit in the face. Should have been a 15-yard penalty on the 2-point conversion. They don't call it, and Baltimore prevails. I mean, both high-scoring games. If we get that type of play on Thanksgiving, Over. Bet the three overs and we'll be in the barn with a nice little parlay.
You know, it's really interesting as well, Joe. Again, some marquee games on Turkey Day, but because of the divisional rivalries and the impact those games are going to have, more than likely, the line's not out just yet for the first and third games on Thanksgiving. Game number two, KC, a 4.5-point road favorite against the Dallas Cowboys. For all the games we have seen Dallas featured in from the early line perspective, they're an underdog. 6.5 points on the road against the Eagles, 4.5 points at home in Big D against the Chiefs. But Joe, it wasn't all that long ago. That first game on Turkey Day, the Lions, not the greatest team. Whoever they were playing, more than likely a lopsided affair. Growing up on the West Coast, the 9:30 a.m. kick. You know, sometimes when I was of legal age and nursing a hangover from the night before on Thanksgiving Eve, you sleep right through the opening half. Not anymore, because of how good Detroit is and, of course, how good we expect Green Bay to be as well. Taking a look at the NFC North odds, plus 115, the number on the Lions, plus 260, the number on Green Bay. First and second best odds, respectively. AFC North, Baltimore Ravens, minus 145 as the odds on favorites. Cincinnati, not all that far behind at plus 230. First and second best odds, respectively. So you see that, Joe, and you know how crucial those games are going to be. How about our triple header now on Christmas? Cowboys, Commanders, another divisional duel. Lions, Vikings, another divisional duel. Broncos, Chiefs in Arrowhead, our third consecutive divisional duel. I think that's a really cool component of Christmas Day, although more than likely, it is going to be a short week for all six of those clubs in action. But Joe, not just Christmas Day being the holiday marquee, you're gathered around friends and family, taking in some football as the NFL has basically told the NBA to kick rocks. It's our day now. Those are also at the stage of the year. Christmas is week 17. Those could be games that could decide divisional races.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about these games and maybe jumping the gun on some lines. This is, you know, teams, obviously second half teams can make a run. But Cincinnati was a second half team last year. And those games in terms of primetime on Christmas or on Thanksgiving for some of these teams really will matter whether they make the playoffs or not or can challenge for a division title. And think about Arizona last year, Ben. You know, after they beat the Jets and Chicago, they stood atop the NFC West and then all of a sudden fell off a cliff in the second half of the season. And those games in the back end, especially on those holidays, really dictated those teams in terms of the playoff picture. Miami, they go to, on Thanksgiving night, they go to Green Bay and get kicked in the chops. I mean, so if the lines come out and you have the foresight and say, you know what, this is what I believe for a particular team. Is this line better or worse than what I expect in terms of how this season will play out? That's where you get value. And you take Warren's numbers and you look at where they could be in terms of road and just travel time. You have the opportunity to pick off 2, 3, 4 points on some of these spreads.
Yeah, no doubt about it, right? We're not entirely sure what these numbers are going to look like come week 17 of the NFL season for so many reasons. But again, based on early expectation, you do get a feel. I mentioned the Cowboys, 6.5-point dog against the Eagles, 4.5-point home dog against the Chiefs on Thanksgiving, 3.5-point road dog, more than a field goal in a division game against the Commanders on Christmas. The Lions, a flat field goal favorite in the early look at that Christmas Day game against the Minnesota Vikings. Joe, you mentioned the Dolphins. We know the Dolphins are playing in that first ever NFL game in Madrid. When that line was up, for whatever reason, it is not right now on the FanDuel Sportsbook against the Commanders. The Finns were a 2.5-point underdog for that game in Spain. All right, not a great look. We know how Miami has struggled when not expected to win a game booked as a dog under Mike McDaniel in his first 3 years in South Florida, 5-18 outright. What I think is even more damning is the week one line for Miami, albeit on the road in Indianapolis. But Joe, the Dolphins are a road underdog ever so slightly. We're talking a money line underdog at this point in Indy. And we think Anthony Richardson is the starter, but we're not in love with Anthony Richardson being the starter in Indianapolis. If it's not AR, it's Daniel Jones or maybe even the guy they drafted on day three in Riley Leonard. And the Dolphins, even in the slightest of ways, are the underdog? Not exactly an optimistic picture for the Fish this, or the Fins this year, I should say, entering 2025.
No, it's not. And I know that, you know, Devon Achane came out and said, we're going to be a much better team, more physical. We're going to prove the pundits wrong. Well, that's great. Talk is cheap, though. You know, you need to do it when you play and go on the road in Arrowhead and you get kicked in the chops 26-7, or you go and play Buffalo in primetime and you get completely abused in Orchard Park and then in your building. And again, when you play teams like Tennessee, even though your starting quarterback's hurt, from a defensive perspective, you're supposed to dominate Will Levis and Mason Rudolph, and you can't do it. And that is the problem. That has been the problem for Miami for years now, 40 years, even when Marino was there. Their defense can never elevate them to an AFC championship or a Super Bowl contender because they lose games that they're supposed to. And until that changes with Mike McDaniel, I'm going to sell them the whole season.
5-18 outright as an underdog in the 3 years under McDaniel, 23-7 outright as a favorite in the 3 years under McDaniel. What does that show you? When Miami is favored to beat a bad team, they often do. When Miami is not favored to pull off the upset against a good team, they often don't, and they struggle as the underdog. Plus 550 price for the Fins right now, Joe, to win the AFC East. Third best number, even behind the Patriots. Miami's win total is 8.5. The under has the juice at -145. New England's win total is 7.5, slightly less, but the over has the juice at -145. And the Buffalo Bills are just looking around like, ha ha, whatever. We're a -230 favorite, say the Bills, to win the AFC East, the strongest price for any team in any of the 8 NFL divisions. And Buffalo has already won this division 5 consecutive seasons. Let's talk some college football. 100 days away. Up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. NFL schedule release. We just broke it all down for you over these previous 3 days. But you know what else today is? On this Thursday, May 15th, 2025, it is the official 100-day marker out from the start of the 2025 college football season. Week zero, Saturday, August 23rd, just 100 days away. Yes, a countdown, but an off-season countdown where at least we can feel some excitement here on this random day, on a random Thursday in May. Week zero, Joe, always an exciting time. It is not your full slate. It is not overly robust. Heck, there might only be one game that you consider worth watching, but it is the sign of a new college football season, and we're just 100 days away from that.
Yeah, and again, you know, you look at some of the matchups. We had the schedule release for the marquee games, week number one in time slots. And obviously, you know, even though with the expanded playoff, those games will still matter, right? You know, we have Ohio State as the front runners to be defending back-to-back national champions, but there's so many question marks that I can't make the argument for Ryan Day on top of the coordinators that he loses, right? New OC, new DC in Columbus on top of all the talent could be very difficult. But, you know, there's great win totals out there. You know, you look at the week one matchup to your point about Syracuse and Fran Brown, they're catching 12.5 against Tennessee. I mean, that's a huge number. I mean, that's
huge number.
LSU and Clemson. I mean, I love these matchups. Week number one, can Mike Norvell in Florida State with Castellanos, the Boston College transfer that has been struggling mightily in camp, can he step up and make some noise against Alabama? There are so many storylines as it relates to programs, blue blood programs that we have to cover over the next 2 or 3 months. It's going to be amazing. And we have an early start on August 23rd, week zero. Can't wait to see how these games play out, Ben.
Absolutely so, Joe. I was going to ask you about some win totals because we have talked a lot about win totals with the schedule now set in the National Football League and what it means for our expectations, what we anticipate, what it says about these programs, these conferences, and, of course, the chase to the college football playoff. But, Joe, we also have some of those early lines already out for the marquee matchups in college football in 2025. That includes Farmageddon. It is one of the four games that we have on that Saturday, week zero, an old rivalry between Kansas State and Iowa State. Maybe one of this nation's great exports making its way across the pond and to Dublin. It is going to be a raucous environment for the Irish opener to 2023. Noon Eastern time, ESPN, August 23rd, 2025, 100 days from now. And Joe, both K-State and Iowa State, in consideration, of course, for Big 12 supremacy a year ago. The Cyclones, led by Rocco Beck, the quarterback, and the two wide receivers that are now teammates once again with the Houston Texans, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Knoll, a huge reason for that. Now, they were beat pretty bad by ASU in that Big 12 title game, but Iowa State got there. That was the first win total I bet at this stage last offseason, over 7.5. They skied over that number. For Farmageddon over in Dublin, it's a 3.5-point spread in favor of the Wildcats. Under Chris Klieman, a lot of expectation last year with the talented sophomore quarterback in Avery Johnson. I would say they fell short of it ever so slightly, Joe, but they'll have some of that expectation once again entering 2025.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you just look at Kansas State last year in road matchups. They struggled a little bit. You know, they got pushed to the limit early in non-conference against Tulane. They should have lost that game if you watched it. You know, got pushed to the limit. They prevailed. They lose and get abused by BYU on a Saturday night in Provo. So they really didn't step up, you know, in key matchups that they should have dominated throughout the regular season. That being said, who do you give the quarterback advantage to? You got Avery Johnson, you got Rocco Becht, right? You got two veteran quarterbacks. Now you're going overseas. I'm always inclined to potentially take the points, and I do like Matt Campbell and Iowa State always as an underdog, but this is tough without Knoll and Higgins in that lineup. What does this passing attack look like?
Right.
They put a lot of pressure on the running game, and that was where Iowa State was a little inconsistent. Early on, I would lay the 3.5 points, Ben, and probably play it to the under, but we'll see as we inch closer to that August 23rd kick.
K-State's physicality, its defense, normally pretty reliable under Chris Klieman, not necessarily the case last year. You might hear me say a disappointing season for Avery Johnson and the Cats. They still ended up being a 9-win team, Joe, as they outlasted Rutgers in their bowl game. Won that game by 3, did not cover, though, as a pretty hefty favorite. Again, there is a lot to like. Avery Johnson is back. Dylan Edwards, the transfer from Colorado, is still there. He was a spark plug out of the backfield a season ago. And again, if you have a lot of that returning talent defensively for Chris Klieman and the Wildcats, there is a lot to like. and thus a 3.5-point favorite. Joe, one of the reasons I loved the Clones last year was because of all of their returning talent, top three most in all of college football a season ago in terms of returning production, and a very successful year for the Cyclones as well, winning the Pop-Tarts Bowl, Rocco Becht looking good in doing so. I really like this Iowa State team, but Joe, we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break as we look at win totals. I love the Big 12, and I think when you look at this new iteration of the Big 12, the 16 teams in this conference, as we saw last year, it might not have your national championship contender. It might not have a stalwart to make noise in the college football playoff year in, year out in this current iteration. But what it does have is competition in chaos. It is the only power conference of the four where a team does not have a win total higher than 9, but also not worse than 5.5. Every other power conference has a win total at 9 or higher, or a team at 4.5 or 3.5. Not the Big 12, which what does that mean? A lot of competition and a lot of teams that could be anywhere from 5-7 to 9-3 or sandwiched in between. We'll talk more about it on the other side of the break here on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Live right here on Football Full Circle, it is FFC. We were just talking about Farmageddon, the Dublin debut to 2025. Iowa State and K-State exactly 100 days away. The other three games that we have on week zero Saturday, Sam Houston, now coached by Phil Longo, former offensive coordinator at Wisconsin, taking on Western Kentucky. Fresno State, Kansas, another power conference team in action. And how about the Andrew Luck, Frank Reich era of Stanford beginning over in the Hawaiian Islands against Hawaii? Those are our four games on week zero Saturday, exactly 100 days out from now. But Joe, both Iowa State and K-State really represent what we are going to see this year in the Big 12, a very competitive conference that, as I mentioned, no team has a win total worse than 5.5. No team has a win total better than 8.5. No double digits, but no teams with a clunker of a 3.5 in that win total. It is an ultra competitive conference where there might not be a team that runs away with the league title, but there's really not a doormat in the conference either week to week. The favorites? That is Kansas State, who is a 3.5-point favorite in Dublin. But I say a favorite as a co-favorite alongside Texas Tech, Arizona State, all three at a 6-1 price. And then you only have a 50-cent drop-off to Baylor and Utah, both at plus 650. We have five teams separated by just 50 cents to win the Big 12 championship and, of course, an automatic bid to the college football playoff in 2025.
Yeah, and, you know, just looking at the odds, you know, there's some, you look at Texas Tech and Joey McGuire, a team that I've been very high on, but you lose your quarterback, right, and running back Morton and Taj Brooks, and what does that mean for the program? But, you know, they've recruited extremely well. I think what's interesting is Kenny Dillingham and Arizona State, right? Sam Levitt returns. What do you get, you know, offensively with Cam Scataboo now moved on? Offense and defensive lines were absolutely amazing at the end of the regular season. That allowed them to challenge Texas in the college football playoff loss. But, you know, Sawyer Robertson and Baylor are intriguing. You know, they beat up on teams, some teams. They got kicked in the chops by LSU, but they still put up 30-plus points on that defense. They're going to be an electric team within the conference. You know, when you talk about doormats, though, Ben, you know, I'm not so sure that Oklahoma State's not a doormat anymore. You know, they did not win a game in the Big 12 last year. They lose Ali Gordon. They lose Alan Bowman. They haven't had a defensive identity since Jim Knowles walked out the door to Columbus. And if they don't get above 500, this might be the last year for Mike Gundy in Stillwater. So you look at their odds at 50-1. Typically, I'd be buying into the Cowboys. I can't do it this year.
You know, Joe, I said that nobody has a win total less than 5.5, but at 5.5, it is the Pokes, it is the Mountaineers of West Virginia, and it is the Arizona Wildcats, all with pretty hefty juice on the under. Oklahoma State juice to the under of 5.5 at -180. So, of course, there is a large expectation this year in Stillwater is a losing record. What might that mean for Mike Gundy? Now going on 21 years at the helm of the Cowboys, that remains to be seen. But Joe, when you go all the way down to Iowa State and their odds to win the Big 12 at a 12-1 number, we have 9 teams at 12-1 or shorter. 9 teams separated by just $6. It is going to be a highly, highly competitive conference in the Big 12 this year. Lisa, as you have started to look at a few win totals, maybe around college football, are there any that you have bet so far or any that have at least caught your attention enough where you're like, hey, I got to do a little bit extra work here, but that number looks pretty spicy to me?
Well, to me, it's Kansas, too. You know, the bounce back, Jalen Daniels does return, and we know that they were one of the hottest teams at the end of the regular season, really started out of the gate slow. I have my eye on Kansas. You know, you talk about dark horses for the Big 12. As long as the quarterback position is solidified and Daniels bounces back to what he was a couple of years ago, like the win total, like the 11.5.
And there's a lot of returning quarterback talent, not just in college football, but in the Big 12 at that respective school. Sam Levitt at ASU, Baron Morton at Texas Tech. Of course, Sawyer Robertson, in Waco for Baylor. Jake Retzlaff there for BYU as well. There is a lot to like this year in the Big 12. We'll give you some win totals maybe on a Football Friday for college football tomorrow here on FFC. He's Joe Lisi. I'm Ben Stevens. Show returns tomorrow, noon Eastern time on Sports Grid Radio.